Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The day of St. Matthew, apostle and evangelist, nicely coincides with our academic calendar. We are already a week deep into the fall quarter. Fourth-year students are back from vicarage and readjusting to the classroom with, we hope, an eagerness to receive a call and begin their vocation as pastor. First-year students might still see themselves as something of strangers and exiles, to borrow a phrase from our text. Today we commemorate Matthew, who was called by our Lord to leave his tax-collecting table and to follow him in the path of discipleship. For Matthew, it meant life in a new community made of sinners gathered around Jesus Christ, who came to preach peace to those who were far off and to those who were near. Today's text from Ephesians invites us to reflect on the community to which we have been called in this place. It doesn't take too long, especially for first-year seminarians, for preconceived notions of what the seminary is like to be ruptured. Maybe you came here actually believing all the things that the admissions counselor told you about our seminary. Truth in advertising doesn't necessarily apply. You were told that you would have brilliant professors who would never fail to provide stimulating and sparkling lectures. Well, it's only the second week, and you are having a hard time staying awake for that afternoon class and that long reading list is made up of books and articles that can be as dry as dust. Or maybe you came here with the assumption that the campus would be a place of burning piety. Our own little Herrenhut, with professors whose spirituality would cause old Zinzendorf to bow in shame. A microcosm of the Garden of Eden itself, tucked away off North Clinton. Yes, again. Or perhaps you came back from vicarage, hoping finally to get some answers, and you end up with only more questions. Or maybe you came to this place as something of a seeker in search of some fulfillment. But instead, you are restless and uneasy about your decision to come and study here. I know that chapel sermons are not to be the place to suggest additional reading, but I'll do it anyway. It's a little book by Diedrich Bonhoeffer, especially the first chapter, Bonhoeffer's book, Life Together. And in that opening chapter, Bonhoeffer has this to say about community. He says, "He who loves his dream of community more than Christian community itself becomes a destroyer of the latter, even though his personal intentions may be ever so honest and earnest and sacrificial." I don't know what kind of community you dream seminary to be. However, the temptation addressed by Bonhoeffer is real. It is the temptation to demand that the seminary, and even the church for that matter, conform to your notion of what Christian community should be. Truth is that God has brought you into a community that is deeper and richer than any community that you could create for yourself. The triune God brought you into this community through the waters of holy baptism when you were dead in trespasses and sin. The Son of God, he is our peace. He made peace by the blood of his cross. Risen from the dead, he caused the gospel of peace to be preached to you. The gospel he commissioned his apostles to proclaim when on Easter evening he said to them, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." It is through that gospel that you have access in his Holy Spirit to his Father, for he tenderly invites you to call his God our Father. You are at home in the Father's house. You are a fellow citizen with God's holy ones, with his saints. Here is a community built not on our choices and on our preferences, but on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone that holds the whole structure together as a holy temple. Our Lord's church is no idealized community, but it is a band of tax collectors and sinners like Matthew, like you, and like me, who have been brought together by the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember how Luther describes it in the Catechism, as he says that the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. And then Luther confesses that in this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers. Matthew, sinner and tax collector, heard the voice of Jesus as the Lord called him, "Follow me." And Matthew would become an apostle and an evangelist. We are built on this foundation. Here we have no continuing city, says the writer of the Hebrews. The community that we cherish in this seminary is part of that no continuing city. Witness how transient seminary is as students come and students go. Students are here and then they are off for vicarage or internship, back again for a final year, and then they're out of this place. They are gone, like Matthew, following the Lord who called them to a life of service in his church. But coming or going, we are at home. We are at home because we are members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting.